Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Polokwane today up to 30 degrees. Pretoria a high of 33. We start with this. Today, exactly 10 years ago, former Bafana Bafana captain Senzo Mayiwa was killed. The 27-year-old goalkeeper was shot dead on Sunday, 26 October 2014, at the Vosloorus home of his then girlfriend, actress and singer Kelly Khumalo. South Africans woke up to the news on the Monday morning and shock blanketed the country. The then National Police Commissioner Ria Piecha addressed the media, telling them that a high-level task team would be heading the investigations.
It's important for us to resolve matters such as this one that have a global appeal in other countries. So it's important for us to assist us with our investigation, speed up the investigation, but it's a very crucial case for us.
But then, since then, the court case against the five suspects are still dragging on. More about this story, it's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says they've traced the source of the chemical agent that has been linked to the murders of six primary school children in Naledi in Soweto earlier this month. Motsoaledi told the media yesterday that as part of the investigations, three men and a woman have been arrested.
During that search, they did confess that there is an illegal chemical which they buy from a mall in Johannesburg. And 27 officials visited that mall and they confiscated 1,456 grams of that chemical.
More on our news blog. To the Middle East, where Israel confirmed airstrikes against Iran through the night that hit military bases. Israeli military says this is in retaliation for the Islamic Republic's attacks on Israel on the 1st of October. Israeli Defense Force spokesperson Daniel Haqqari said on Sky News this morning that the airstrikes hit Iran's missile manufacturing facilities, missile arrays and other systems in several regions.
Israel and the IDF is at a state of the highest possible alert.
Iran has confirmed that military sites in the capital Tehran were also targeted. And just over a week since the death of Liam Payne and all five of the albums of One Direction are back on the UK charts. Payne's death in Buenos Aires has led to an outpour from fans around the world. The BBC reports One Direction's 2014 hit Night Changes has reached number 6 on the single charts in the UK, with the lyrics now once again embraced by fans. But there's nothing to be. Meanwhile, in Argentina, officials have had to deny releasing toxicology test results after US media reports claimed the 31-year-old Payne had a number of illegal drugs in his system when he died. The singer's father, Jeff, is currently in Buenos Aires waiting for his son's body to be released. I'm Gerda de Souza, en in jou hoofnuus vandag. Dit is presies 'n dekade sedert die moord op Senzo Mayiwa.
More music you love with Alex J.
Having a good time dancing and laughing.
Jacaranda FM.
Days aching, nights are long. 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt. Somehow it doesn't hurt though. Guess you're still holding on. You told your friends you want me dead and said that I did everything wrong, and you're not wrong. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. 'Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray.